comes Buddy Morrow to take us up to the top of the hour with Night Train. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Thank you. We walked to the sea, just my father and me, and the dogs played around on the sand. Winter cold cut the air, hanging still everywhere, dressed in gray.
That's Barry Manilow on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We had kind of a Manilow set there, I guess you could say. Barry Manilow did Ships, and then Frank Chaxfield did Ready to Take a Chance Again, which, of course, Barry recorded as well. So there you go. And now we're in the second hour of SRE for this week, and it's time to go on a road trip here. So I kind of poked fun at Ohio at some point here along the way, but there are a lot of interesting things in Ohio, and one of them is in Athens, Ohio, which I think is somewhere between Pittsburgh and Columbus, maybe a little south of those cities in terms of direction. But if you stop by the Cornelius Ryan Room at Ohio University in Athens, you can see a piece of Adolf Hitler's urinal. Yeah, this little trinket was in his private bathroom in East Prussia and is said to have been taken by then-war correspondent Walter Cronkite. The chunk of urinal porcelain, I would assume, is mounted to a piece of wood with a brass plaque saying, "Hitler stood here." That is really interesting. Bizarre, but interesting. Yes, indeed. Meanwhile, in Hilliard, Ohio, which is a northwest suburb of Columbus, is the Early Television Museum. Now, this little tribute to TVs from the 1960s and before has over 150 models on display. A man by the name of Steve McVoy started this collection after working in a TV repair shop as a teenager. You don't hear about those much anymore. TV repair shops, teenagers, you hear plenty of. He also has some vintage studio cameras and other equipment from days gone by. And now the thing is, the museum is only open on Saturdays and Sundays. I've been by it several times, but I never got there at the right time to go in. So that's something I have on my bucket list. But I can recommend Abner's Casual Dining, just a few steps away from the museum. So if you're hungry, go to Abner's. It's home cooking. It's an upscale diner, I would say. So if you don't make it to the museum, go to Abner's. And finally, it was on October 16th, 1894, in the town of Washington Courthouse, Ohio, where a crowd gathered outside the Fayette County Courthouse with the intent to lynch convicted rapist William Jasper Dolby. Ohio Governor William McKinley, who later became president, called out the militia to subdue the crowd. On October 17th, the crowd rushed the courthouse doors and was warned to disperse or be fired upon. They ignored the warning and continued to batter the doors. Colonel Alonzo B. Colt ordered his troops to fire through the courthouse doors, killing five men. Colonel Colt was indicted for manslaughter but acquitted at trial. The courthouse doors were never repaired or replaced, and the bullet holes from 1894 are still present in the southeast doors of the courthouse in Washington Courthouse, Ohio. That's interesting. Here's Lexi Azevedo, "Love Will Keep Us Together" on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
When life gets too hectic, there's a place just for you. Right here, with smooth, relaxing, and easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy. Ronnie Aldridge there with the theme from The Greatest American Hero. Before that, Stan Freeman with The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful. Daybreak was done by John Gregory. Burt Bacharach had Reach Out for Me, and Lex de Acevedo started that set off with Love Will Keep Us Together. That's good. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, let's see, where is that? Illinois. Christmas came about 46 years late for a man who was performing renovations at his childhood home when he found a present that had fallen behind the wall in 1978. That's pretty amazing. Tim King, age 53, no relation to the Tim King of Pittsburgh Traffic, but he was the owner of T. King Construction Services in Lombard, said he was renovating the bathroom at his parents' house when he found something in the wall. We took out the medicine cabinet before we drywalled, and I thought I'd better just look to make sure there's nothing back here. And he said there was. He discovered a wrapped Christmas gift that had been intended for him to open in Christmas of 1978, and his parents said used to hide gifts in the house's attic, and this must have fallen through a floor piece or a crawl space without anyone knowing. King opened the gift in front of his parents, revealing a set of now vintage Matchbox toy airplanes that his mother has no memory of buying. So, and he says, I have one sister, and my mom has always been very picky about getting us the exact same amount of gifts, he said. So I've been joking with her that I've been screwed out of a present for 46 years. That's pretty amazing find. And finally, police in Saskatchewan have released the top 10 reasons not to call 911 based on incidents in 2024. That includes a person who didn't want to clean their room and a resident's mean cat. I think the number one call here, I don't have time to go through the whole list, is a resident who reported someone had apparently taken their tambourine during a party. They recommend that whether you're frustrated with your washing machine, trying to unlock your phone, or suspicious of a fox, calling 911 must be reserved for emergencies. You'd think people would understand that by now. In other words, don't cry out loud. Here's Alan Chu on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
like a child's eyes on a Christmas night. I'm looking at you now, finding answers to my prayers. It's a new day for those good old dreams. One by one.
Carpenters on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with those good old dreams. Bert Kempfert in there before that with Easy Glider, and Alan Tew with Don't Cry Out Loud. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Frank Purcell in a nostalgic mood.
It's good to take a time out from your busy life and enjoy the music that's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Frank Chaxfield there with Afternoon Delight. We don't know what that song is about, but anyhow, Midnight Voices before that with Smile, A Little Smile for Me. The Greatest Love of All was done by Ferrante and Teicher. Paul Marriott yesterday once more, and Frank Purcell in a nostalgic mood. And here we have the Baja Marimba Band and Up Cherry Street. the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other load joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y9-35. Don't ask me why I say dash only.
We got
60 seconds.
Bum.
Love.
59.
Love me.
57.
65.
Love me true.
Truly passions
do.
Is love above
all the other loves I've ever known.
For you
are the return.
You know, someone once said, actually, if it's William Shakespeare, that he who loveth moi is worth two in the bush, and I know that you and only you, deep, deep, deep down inside, you love me more than you deeply love me true. And now, in German,
Lieber!
At all.
'Twas the schoonhesperus tale, when she say, the skippy take little daughter to bear him company. Blue her eyes, the fairy flax, the cheeks like dawn of May, and the bosom white and hawthorn buds that open the month of May. And the skippy stood beside the helm, his pipe was in his mouth, he watched how the varying flood of flow, and the smoke now west, now south. The rumors spake, and old sailors sailed the Spanish main, and prayed them put yon a port afraid of hurricane. Last night the moon had a golden rain, tonight when the moon we see, the skippy blew whiff his pipe and scoffed a laugh lightly, ha ha. Cauldron got louder, blew the wind, the gale from the northeast, the snow fell a hissing brine, the billows froth out east. Down came the storm and smote away, and the surf fell in its strength. She shuddered and paused like fighting steel, and leapt a cable's length. Come hither, my little daughter, and do not tremble so, for I fear the weather, the gruff scale, ever the wind to blow. He wrapped a warm in the seaman's coat against the singing blast, could her open the broken spar abandoned to the mast. Oh, father, oh, father, I hear the church bells ring, what can it be? Just a fog bell on the rock bank coast and steered for the open sea. Oh, father, I hear the sound of guns all day, what can it be? Some ship in distress, they can't live in such an angry sea. Oh, father, I see a gleaming light, I say, what can it be? But her father answered never a word, a frozen corpse was he. Then the maiden clasped her hands and prayed, the saving she might be, and thought of Christ who still the way in the life of Galilee. And fresh in midnight dark and drear through the whistling sleet and snow, like a sheeted ghost, the vessel swept towards the grieving Norman's woe. Daybreak on the bleak sea beach, a fisherman stood aghast to see the form of the maiden fair, lashed close to the drifting mast. The salt sea was frozen on her breast, the salt tears in her eyes, and saw her hair like the brown sea weed, and the billows fall and rise. Such was the wreck of the Hesperus, the midnight and the snow. Christ save us from death like this, and the grief of Norman's woe. Oh.